From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, September 27th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Drinking water at more than 30 properties in Brunswick has been tested in the wake of last month's spill of firefighting foam at the former Naval Air Base. State regulators say all the samples fall below Maine's interim drinking water standards for PFAS. Nicole Grisco has more.
The DEP says most PFAS concentrations continue to decline in the nearby watershed, but they have not returned to pre-spill levels. The highest concentrations are near Picnic Pond. Testing continues at four points on the Androscoggin River in Brunswick and Topsom over concerns that PFAS from the spill made its way to the Brunswick Wastewater Treatment Plant. The Midcoast Regional Redevelopment Authority will host another emergency board meeting next Tuesday to discuss personnel and legal issues. In the wake of calls for the authority's leadership to resign and respond to requests from the town of Brunswick, the DEP says drinking water at the 34 residential properties will be tested once every 3 months for the next year. The next tests are scheduled for December. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.
A Maine legislative committee today unanimously advanced Sean Essler's nomination to be the state's next fire marshal. Essler joined the Waterville Fire Department in 2008 and was promoted to chief in 2018. Maine's outgoing fire marshal, Richard McCarthy, retired over the summer. The department had come under scrutiny for allegations of a toxic work environment. At a confirmation hearing before the legislature's Joint Public Safety Committee today, Essler said he aims to address those workplace concerns.
I've already began to schedule one-on-one conversations with staff members to learn about the immediate needs to the organization, and I project within the next few months, I will be prepared to implement some much-needed change.
The state fire marshal serves a four-year term. The winner of this year's Women's Beach to Beacon race has had her medal revoked after admitting to violating anti-doping rules. The Athletics Integrity Unit, part of an international sports governing body, found that Faith Chepwech of Kenya registered a positive test for a banned substance stemming from a screening conducted shortly before participating in the 10K in Cape Elizabeth in August. Race president David Backer says it was the first such incident in Beach to Beacon's history and underscores the importance of participating in anti-doping programs.
We are doing the right thing by participating in doping programs to reveal, at least to the extent possible, athletes who are cheating.
Backer says this oversight is crucial to creating a level playing field for athletes who are not using banned substances. The U.S. Surgeon General today held a listening session with Governor Janet Mills and behavioral health advocates to talk about how important social connection is to people's health. Carol Bousquet has more.
U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy says more than half of young people are struggling with loneliness, which is driving an increase in depression and anxiety. Murthy says children became isolated during the pandemic and relied on their phones for socialization. During his listening tour across the country, Murthy says schools where phones were restricted led to positive outcomes.
What we hear is that students are actually connecting more, that they're getting to know their classmates more, they're engaging more with them face to face. And we know that that's essential for healthy development, and all kids need that. So the bottom line is that technology at the end of the day is a tool. It's how we use it, how we design it, that determines whether it helps or hurts us.
Governor Mills says she believes more school boards should consider implementing restrictions on devices during the school day. Murthy says children who spend 3 or more hours a day on social media are at double the risk for developing anxiety and depression. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Carol Bousquet.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition with Carol Bousquet. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.